the rest of the story. One autumn in another century, there was no room at the inn. That is, there was no room at the Central Hotel. And that was bad news for Sam Hill. Sam was a paint salesman from Beloit, Wisconsin. He was a passer-through in Boscobel, Wisconsin. Hotel owner John Church said he was sorry, but it was a busy season. There was likely no place in town that Sam could stay. Sam said okay, he figured he'd just move on. But then the innkeeper said, wait just a minute, there was another traveling salesman staying at the Central, a regular customer named John Nicholson. Just maybe, just this once, John might not mind sharing his room with a colleague in need. So Sam Hill was taken up to room 19. The hotel man introduced the two salesmen. They shook hands. Sam's predicament was explained. John said fine, Sam could stay with him that night. Fortunately, there were two beds. Neither fellow would bother the other. The innkeeper left, and that might have been that, except for the rest of the story. Sam Hill lay down on his bed, hands behind his head. Twilight gently spilled into the room. Sam looked over at John, who, not knowing he was observed, lifted something small and black from his suitcase. It was a Bible. Sam asked what was John selling. John answered paper products. Sam asked what was John doing with the Bible, and John answered that he was a Christian. He always kept his Bible close by. Sam said that was a coincidence because he was a Christian, too. He had a Bible in his own suitcase. John said he was about to have his evening devotions. Would Sam care to join him? Sam said he would like that very much. So the two salesmen opened their Bibles. They read aloud to each other. Then they prayed together. And afterward, they both lay awake in their beds and talked. Darkness had fallen. The street below their window was quiet now, except for the soft rippling of the Wisconsin River current and a long flume nearby. Their conversation lasted hours into the night. But before both had fallen asleep, an idea was born. How wonderful, they had both remarked, was the comfort of their Christian fellowship in the midst of lonely travel. And they grew determined somehow to extend this same comfort to travelers everywhere. A few months later, John and Sam met a man named Bill Knight from John's hometown, Janesville, and the three of them agreed. All three knelt together in prayer, committing themselves to the establishment of an association for Christian traveling men. They would name their new association after a man who had led small numbers against impossible odds to victory. John Nicholson and Sam Hill and Bill Knight thus dedicated themselves 94 years ago. The organization they founded is thriving still, supplying a transient world with the Word of God, distributing 1 million Bibles every 15 days through 85,000 workers in 134 countries. Oh, yes, you've seen their Bibles in hotel rooms and in hospitals, in schools, in military installations, in prisons also. Now you've relived that night in the fall of 98 when Sam and John got together because there was no room in the inn. And they then and there ignited the spark that became the flame called the Gideons. And now you know the rest of the story.